Well, I said yesterday I'd talk about some of the details about what I was doing this weekend. I took an entire day and I drove somewhere to go talk to a few businesses where I, frankly, previously, I'd just been a real ass. And, you know, Bill Shatner, like Bill was an ass. They're still, like, people say this anyway. I wonder if it's Asperger or if it's an inability to make friends and he just doesn't know what to do. He doesn't want to be an ass. He just, like, he wants friends. He just doesn't know what to do. So I drove quite a long distance to some people and talked to them. I don't want to go into the details because it's not important, but I plan to make it a 3-hour trip. And instead it was a 9-hour trip. Went to one place, was expecting to be in and out in 10 minutes, ended up talking 3 hours. I just said, last time I was here, my attitude just wasn't right. And I came to say, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say other than when I don't know what to do, I talk when I don't have anything to say. And whenever anyone is talking and doesn't know what to say, but they're talking anyway, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how nice they are. It doesn't matter what good ideas they have. It'll all come out wrong and be nothing but insulting. It doesn't, I think I add something to this. I always say, it's not what you say. It's not how you say it. It's not how you say it. It's why. If you're saying something because you don't know what to say, it's not going to work. You can yell and scream at someone if you love that person and that person will be receptive and thankful. It matters why. And when we talk from our insecurity, it just breeds more insecurity. People get insecure about us. I had that conversation with two different people. First person, we just ended up talking 3 hours. Yeah, it was about something I'll get into tomorrow. Both times we just ended up talking. Both times I talked to one person and I got back on the motorcycle, drove a little ways longer. Same conversation again. And I'll tell you what, I am just so honored. These are some of the nicest people. That they could be some of the best friends I've ever had. And they're friends I don't deserve. I pray and hope that I don't violate those friendships, but I'll tell you what, the only reason that I made those mistakes in the first place is because I reached my hand out and I took the hand that reached out to me. And that's always a risk. You reach out to someone, you talk to someone, that person might be insulted, offended, hurt. It might do damage. And what are you going to do then? You're going to run away? No. You've got to reach out again, but in humility. That person might be 99% wrong, but you were the rivet in the bridge that made it all collapse. And if you had your part together, none of the rest would have happened. It doesn't matter how wrong everybody else is. We need people who look at their own problems, not who point out other people's. It's leadership by example. If other people are going to see their problems, the only way for any problem to be pointed out in a way that's healthy is if it's the finger pointing at the problem has to be from the same person who has the problem. The only finger pointing that will ever work is the finger pointing at oneself. And we lead and learn through example. So if you want other people to have a finger point at their problems and have it help and not just make a big, fat, damaged mess, the only way is for you to demonstrate and inspire. Walk around and point at your own problems. Say, hey, everybody, I know you all see this anyway. I just want you to know that I know and I love you all for seeing this thing on me. And after that, it's You know, either you deal with your problem or you're not ashamed of it, or it's not an elephant in the living room everyone's got to be quiet about anymore. Probably the problem's going to go away pretty quick. Problems don't like to linger once they're seen in the light. You know, that's the thing. Problems are like diseases, parasites. They don't like the light. They want to stay hidden. So shine the light on it. It'll go away. It's utterly amazing. It's utterly amazing what can happen when you walk out into the light and say, "Hi, everybody. See me. Here I am." And I'm not talking about private, boring, embarrassing topics. I'm talking about the stuff that happens out with other people that everyone already sees anyway. You got a problem? Share it with people. That was where the point was inspired this week. That's been my utter theme. So no, I mean, I've got people I'm mentoring. I'm working with Royu. I'm supposed to help and mentor this kid. It's a promise that we made, and there's different things he's got to learn. That's what mentors do. They help people learn things. That's normal. Totally, fully normal. What is it? That's his business. But I'm trying to figure out, how do I teach him this? And I'm going, no. It's not how do I teach him this. It's how do I learn the issues myself? If I get myself in proper balance, if I get myself up to where I should be, then I might not even have to say anything. And others will learn whatever they need to learn. The people that I mentor, the people who come to me and ask for mentoring, they'll just learn it automatically, or I'll just say it on accident correctly. So I walked up to people and I talked to them and I said, I've got this problem. You know, now this is my problem and it's not a secret. Everyone can know I've got this problem and I need to learn. And I'll tell you what, it's the first time in my life, interestingly, that I've ever actually felt comfortable with myself around other people. It's a very strange thing, don't you think? You walk around, one of the two people I talked with yesterday said, "Yeah, Jesse, when I talked to you, you really had a cold shoulder. You really came across as giving everyone a cold shoulder." I said, "Yeah." I said, "If I'm uncomfortable with myself, then everyone else is uncomfortable around me." And it's kind of like Buddhism. I've got to be comfortable with myself. Person's like, yeah, okay, all right. If that's what you say, I'm like, that's it. It's my problem. It's not yours. And I'm not too good to know it. And I'm not too good to talk about it with you. And thank you for being patient with me. And I'll tell you what, it was just amazing. It took me a while to get there. It's not that I wasn't willing. It's that you got to find it. You got whatever your issues are, you've got to be serious enough to find the words to describe them. How serious are you? Do you spend time praying to the Lord? I will spend hours singing basic songs about how God makes a way. I'll sing a song about how I want to see God for his glory, and that's it. I'll sing the song for hours until I can see it. How much are you willing to look inside yourself and be humble and receive love? Know that you're loved by people. That, you know, the whole thing about God and Jesus is that he's the epitome of giving love that we don't deserve, and we have to accept it and receive it. That's what the thing's supposed to be all about. It seems to be one of the best kept secrets. They make Jesus about everything else. To me, Jesus is about receiving love. I'm actually able to receive love from people because I learned it from Jesus, and that's it. That's what Jesus is. Who's Jesus? I learned that I can actually receive love from someone. That's all he is to me. That's it. That's what he is to you. Say, Jesus, that's what I think of. Oh, wow. I can let myself be loved. Wow. I learned that best from him, and then I go apply it to others. That's what I think. So many people, they didn't learn that from him, so they talk about him and he comes across wrong. People get the wrong impression. So I'm kind of hesitant, not ashamed, I'm hesitant to say Jesus because of how many people misunderstand him. What does he mean to me when I say the name of Jesus? What does that mean to me? It means that I learned how to actually be around other people so that they wouldn't hate my guts. I'm honest with my problems, and I'm not too good to receive undeserved friendship from those around me. That's what it's all about. And that was my Sunday. See you tomorrow.